Yo, it's Overslept with Chris Laker. It is 12:32 p.m. and I am getting up and I'm about to hit this street fair out on Columbus Avenue. I think there's a street fair out there. I hear a jazz band playing. I don't know if it's jazz. It's like soft, smooth music. And I believe it's a live band. And it's means there's a street fair. And whenever there's a street fair, I like to look at iPhone cases and sunglasses. Because besides that, it's socks and novelty t-shirts and people trying to sign you up for various newspapers and the green energy. Who I don't trust the green energy people. I want to trust them because they say that that you switch to their energy, it's better for everybody. But they're always doing a hard sell on the street. They set up like a card table at the movie theater, at the street fair, sometimes just in the street. And as you walk by, they yell, do you like green energy? Do you want? They try to shame you. I don't know. Well, how come I don't know anything about this? How come I don't see? I don't hear anything about this company except from random people at a card table on the street. I don't care for their tactics. So I don't. Maybe it's the best, but I'm not. Because you got to stop, and then they want all your information. Now I'm giving all my information to a random person. They act like they're official because they have a card table. That's not official. You could take that with you anywhere. That's the whole point of the card table. So I'm going to avoid those people. The people trying to sell the newspaper. They're like, sign up for the Daily News. Sign up for the New York Times. They try to entice you with the duffel bag or some type of thing where you're like, oh, I could use a cooler. I really could use a cooler. Only 6 month subscription? No, and then I can quit. And I get this collapsible cooler? Beach time is coming. I won't fall for that shit. Never use that cooler. But I love a street fair anyway. Especially when it's right outside. You step outside your door and there's a street fair. That's New York City, man. You never know when you're going to step into a street fair. Once the springtime comes. It's a good thing. Oh, man. Yesterday, I went to... yesterday, right outside my door. Literally outside the door. All over the Upper West Side. They had people streaming into that March for Science. Earth Day. So I marched that shit. Jacqueline came too. She's done the Women's March. Now she's done the March for Science. She's becoming quite the hippie. So we, I don't know, we just walked. It was nice. I like walking in something in a group of people that are mad about something. I think it's because when you get a bunch of people that are mad about something and they walk, it's got good energy. When everybody's alone being mad, it's like, but then everybody gets together and you see a bunch of other mad people. You're like, oh, there's a bunch. There's a whole lot. There's all these mad people, so I can rest a little. I could be a little less mad. I thought I was in a smaller group. There's a bunch of people protesting that shit. It's fine if you hate the environment or think pollution's like the coolest thing to do, but I don't. You know, I mean, I just don't. I don't think there's any. It's weird how that became some kind of like Republican Democrat business. The don't pollute. Like when I thought it was like everybody's like don't litter. That's a good thing. Nobody litters, right? Nobody's down with that. There's no Republicans saying, I am pro litter. Everybody's like, don't be a litter bug. Put it in the trash can. So if you're, don't litter, I don't know, it thinks it would go, but whatever. I enjoyed that. I think people went a lot further than we decided to go, but I was there for a little bit. I did this midnight show at the Creek with Lupe, who's on the show. He was a guest on this show. If you listen to every episode, I don't know what fucking episode it was, but he was on. Yeah, and he has a show there, and he's all into this black metal, which is, I don't know the difference between death metal and black metal. It's all like Satan metal. I like to say death metal. It makes more sense to me. Black metal makes it sound like everybody in the, it's like, hey, it's a bunch of black dudes playing metal, and it sounds like racial, and I don't like that. Because there's no black dudes playing, very few. It's mostly Norwegian, and Norwegian people play that kind of music. And I don't think there's a lot of black people in Norway. So, but he makes everybody put on this face makeup, this white makeup. He puts it on you. He put it on me. And whatever. So I did stand up in front of like six people in that makeup. It was fun. Then it was fun. Enjoyed it. Lupe said he's been listening to the show. At first he didn't get it, and now he likes it. So I think that, who gets this show in the beginning? Did I do the disclaimer in the beginning? I didn't. I don't give a shit. I do it enough. If people, I'm always paranoid of somebody stumbling upon this show, and this is the first episode they listen to, and they're like, what the fuck is going on? And it's very, you know, it's like, this show's for me. It's not for the people. It's like, I'm glad, I want people to listen to it. I want people to enjoy it. But it's like my own thing. And eventually it'll be good enough where it'll be for the people. But it isn't yet. And this is episode 77, I want to say. Something like that. The news. Happy Days star Aaron Moran. Oh, Joni dies at 56. Poor Joni. Well, Indiana police found the actress unresponsive after a 911 call. Sorry. Well, so RIP. Let's just go down to the trending stories. Oh, this is not in trending stories, but it says frozen hash browns recalled due to possible extraneous golf ball materials. All right, so this is just a public service announcement. If you have frozen hash browns in your house, there might be some golf ball shit in it. So watch out for that. I don't know the brand, but if you have, I would say if you have any frozen hash browns, you want to check into it. I'm guessing you don't, because who the fuck has that shit? All right, I guess it got kids. That sounds like a real, like, my mom would make some shit like frozen hash browns. You know, I don't know why, because they probably don't taste that great. Anyway, trending stories. Number one, CNN. College student killed at track and field event. Oh, no. Now our kids can't even track and field? An Illinois college student is dead after being hit during a hammer throw event. Officials, oh, it was a mistake. It was an accident. Well, that's unfortunate. Watch out. Watch out for that. If you're in the track and field, you know, you gotta do a heads up. There's shit flying around. You got javelins, you got hammers, you got the shot put. But that's the number one trending story, so people are worried. Number two, Wall Street Journal. Disapproval of Trump grows in latest poll. Well, yeah, I don't like him, so add that to the poll. And number three, Fox News. U.S. airstrike kills Taliban shadow governor in Afghanistan, sought since 2011. Well, we got him. Shadow governor. That does sound like a, I mean, I'm no Taliban fan, but shadow governor does sound like a cool title to be. Well, we got him. And number four is Reuters. Sweet home Chicago. Obama reemerges in city where it all began. Ooh, Obama's back. And former U.S. President Barack Obama, when he makes his first major appearance. Okay, so he's Monday. He's going to. Tomorrow, Obama's back. Oh, there's going to be. I bet you that's going to upset Donald Trump. He's going to tweet about it. Something about something sad and bad and, oh, I'm the best. So that's the news. Where are we at on time? 12 minutes. It's Sunday, man. I'm getting this goddamn thing. 12 minutes, I think we're going to call that a show. It's not the best show that's ever happened. I don't know what is, but this isn't. What's that? Jacqueline's telling me it's time to get outside. She's the Yoko Ono of this episode. She's taking me away from you. But if I had to choose, that's where I'd go. Not that I don't love and appreciate all of you, but, you know, every day I give a little instead of a lot and once a week. So, but, you know, 12 minutes. Hey, go to iTunes, write some reviews of shit. Review my album, even if you haven't listened to it and don't want to listen to it. Write a review. I want reviews on that motherfucker. They all got deleted. And because they changed the name of the record label, I explain it every time. So what? I repeat myself. Write a review of this show. You're listening to it. Write a review of it. But write a good review. Don't say what you really think. If you have advice and things you'd like changed about the show, email me, chris@chrislaker.com. Don't write them in the fucking review on iTunes where it sits forever and I can't respond to it anyway, except I read it and then respond here. It's inefficient, and I don't want people to read that shit. That's personal. It's between me and you. So email me, chris@chrislaker.com. You email me, it goes right to my phone. I see it 2 seconds after you send it, and I start thinking of a thoughtful response. I don't write back that second, but I'll write back soon. While I'm at this, while I'm walking around this street fair, I'll say, oh, look, that's what this guy thinks. Or lady. Ladies could use email too. Ruby, she's a lady. She emails me. So do all that shit. Or don't do anything. It's Sunday. Do whatever you feel like, man. Do you. And I'll talk to you motherfuckers tomorrow. All right, that's it. We love you.